Well, that's the difference. And I think the team in that wee sticky spell were playing as equally as well, but just not how it's happening for them in front of goals. And I think today, just like the last, that's 10 in 3 games now, so and 8 goals at home in the last 2 home games, so that's the difference. We've been taking our chances and we've been creating chances, so hopefully keep it going. And again, I've had to make a couple of changes. I didn't plan to bring Gozie right back in because he's been out, he's not had a lot of training, but and kept Tom up there and Andy in the middle of the park. But Lewis Martin called off with a groin strain, which he did on Thursday. And then with Stuart Urquhart, who would have been the natural replacement, him being out with a groin strain as well, it meant that we had to rejig there. So it was a tough ask, because I think Beattie's a handful up for it, and he was getting the ball and bringing people into play all the time. You can see he's played at a higher level and he's clever. So we're an inexperienced, obviously Roscoe's only filled in there. Had to go back and help us at right back, so maybe that was maybe the reason that maybe we conceded a couple of goals. I thought the second goal was lucky, because the boy had a shot, I think, and it just fell into the path of the boy. Yeah. But what a response both times to losing a goal. We've come back quickly. It's postage stamp for Shawnee Byrne, who was for me miles above early in the day. I thought he was excellent. Had a great game. But the team, you can see when we lose a ball, they worked their socks off, put people under pressure, played at a tempo. The only criticism, I would thought they were a wee bit in the first 10 minutes, guilty giving the ball, difficult balls, giving them away, or just a wee bit sloppy there. But once they got it right and held the ball and passed it, they seemed to take control of the game. So, but another good, exciting game for the fans. I've seen 6 goals today and 2 teams, to be fair to here, when they were at half time, they've come out trying to get a second goal to make a game of it, and they did that. But we've showed another great response with a good move on the break and plenty of people in support. We end up with enough players in the box that it fell for us. I think Tomo was unlucky with his first touch, and second touch he's made it available for Smith to finish off. And it was nice for Alan Smith to get a couple of goals, because he works tirelessly in behind. If you're going to get a lot of flick ons and that, he's the one to people under pressure. So it was good to see him get a couple of goals today, because he deserved that for the work he's put in the last 3 games.
How's Gozie?
Well, he was struggling with a calf knock, so I think maybe I don't know if it's the same or not, but we'll have to get treatment tomorrow and keep our fingers crossed that everybody's fit and available. Maybe touch and go for Lewis, and maybe big Stuart Urquhart's got a chance. So we'll need to see. They'll be in tomorrow. We'll assess it, and hopefully, as I say, everybody fit, because it's a massive game on Tuesday for everyone. So
you should have Michael Moffat back.
Michael Moffat was a late call off for his wife, was taken into hospital today, and so he'll be at it all day. Down there, we've not heard any news yet, so but I'm sure she'll manage it over the next hopefully 24 hours, and then we can have him back for Tuesday.
Andy Stillham was good today, and direct running as well, good by going at people. Andy Stillham,
I thought it was excellent the first half, and second half he started the game well, and that's why I wanted to keep him fresh for Tuesday night, giving him a wee bit more of a break, because he had run his cell up and down there, and we just wanted a wee bit of freshness. And I thought Sherman came on for Sorrell Sherman, he came on to give him a wee try at 4-2 with about 50 minutes to go, and he showed some great wee touches and good skill and put in the box, so it was another wee plus for us. And but they all played well today. That was another good effort, and I said that hopefully this game would show we could maybe turn the corner and get through that ticket patch. Well, you can't scare anymore. They've responded great, and as I say, it's hopefully it'll just keep going on and gain a bit of momentum, and if we can get through on Tuesday. But there's a lot of tough games ahead, and we'll just have to take it as they come along. And I think last week when we were fourth, we moved up to third, and today we moved up to second. So maybe we'll start to get another space if we can do it next week. But as I say, everybody's a hard game, because we know that everybody raises a game against us, and we're dealing with it so far.
Sooner I'd be in Morton today, so they come here.
Oh, it just shows you how hard a place that is to go. We played great down there last week, 2-0 up close, and wouldn't change, you know, game change with a freak goal, and that's what can happen, and that's football. And but the bottom line was, we said before the game that the least way to come away from there was it still being in the cup, because we should be through. I think Stranraer, their own admission, knows that they were fortunate to be in, so we've got them back here, and hopefully we can finish on. But again, it'll be another tough, tight match, and we'll have to beat our best to get them, but the boys will be up for it, because they felt they were denied it last week, and 7 minutes over time, so they'll be fired up for it, that's for sure.
Thank you.